In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for February 3rd, 2021, and I have no clue where Dylan Holloway is. He doesn't seem to be here. So I decided to go ahead, run out in the middle of the field, find this random person, kidnap him, drag him all the way to the studio, and we have with us Lord Pyromon. Welcome.
Help!
You will not get help. Hush. Welcome to the podcast. This is your first time on my podcast. I've been on yours a couple of times.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't scare you off too much. I mean, he's already had a sneak peek at the topics, so he might be a little bit worried.
There's some very interesting topics. Yeah.
Indeed. But as tradition for all newbies, we have to ask the new person a random question. So, Pyro, what is the weirdest thing that you've ever had to film or do for a YouTube video?
Oh, gosh. For a YouTube video? I haven't really filmed that many weird things specifically for YouTube. Now, for a school project, I basically just filmed my family eating and then put text over it. That was weird.
Did you let them know ahead of time you were going to do that?
Yes, okay. I did. Wasn't that weird?
I can picture just Pyro just sitting there filming, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. This is for my private stash, what? Okay, no? I think, honestly, the weirdest thing that we've ever had to do for our film is we had to puppeteer a toilet. That was fun. Get all the hooks and the thread and line up a toilet and make it puppeteer while Dylan stands in the bathroom just pulling on the string and making it mouth move. And it was definitely a whole ordeal. Oh, man. This is them crazy stuff in, you know, this day and age. And all the craziness, man, all the craziness. We just really got out of holidays recently. I mean, the freaking, what was it, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, that big holiday rush that's happening. And then, of course, we got another holiday rush coming in, too, as well, because we got the freaking, Valentine's Day coming up.
Valentine's Day is coming up. I didn't even think about that.
Do you have a significant other that you're going to have to buy some stuff for?
Absolutely not.
What about an ex? You ever going to get anything for an ex?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. I'll tell you what, Pyro. I'll give you this grand idea. You can literally name a cockroach after your ex and watch you get eaten for Valentine's Day. That sound good to you?
That sounds fantastic. Oh, yeah. Maybe not next, but I might send that to somebody. I don't know.
The article states, ever felt like ripping your ex's head off? I mean, you're rested usually. Pyro's sitting there like, yes, I know plenty. Evil laugh.
Ariana Grande, why won't you answer my DMs?
She's too busy licking donuts, dude. What was that thing? She blamed it on Obama, didn't she?
What?
Yeah, wasn't it Ariana Grande that went to a bakery, licked a donut, and then fat-shamed people, and then blamed it on Obama?
Okay, I remember the licking donut thing. I don't remember the Obama thing.
It was insane. Oh, man. It's like, apparently this is going to cost you. It says US$5. I'm assuming they mean $5.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's not too bad of a price.
Yeah, for $5, sure, I'll have somebody get eaten by a cockroach for $5.
What if we put, no, we put down Kiss Spark. Hashtag cancel. We send it hashtag cancel the spark.
Cancel the spark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do that now.
Well, that'd be a good video right there. It's like cancel the spark is eaten. Oh, man, we'll have to talk to him about that one. San Antonio Zoo will nickname a cockroach after your former significant other and feed it to a bird, reptile, or mammal. So we got to choose what we want him to get eaten by.
Can we have him get eaten by a lion? That would be fun.
Lions are mammals. But would a lion eat a cockroach?
Probably not.
I think maybe no, Ariana.
No, probably not.
Nah.
If it was really hungry, but I wouldn't want a zoo to abuse an animal like that.
For $5, would you eat a cockroach?
No.
How much would it take?
All of Fort Knox.
All of Fort Knox. Okay.
All the gold in Fort Knox.
They just hand you the key?
Yes.
Like, have fun?
And then I just nuke it all like Goldfinger.
Dude, no. What I do is have all that coins turn into a literal, like, the money bin men from Uncle Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, the money bin, yeah.
Even though I hear that's actually very dangerous.
It is, yes.
It says here, for just $5, I read that part, it is part of a zoo thing called the Cry Me a Cockroach event on Valentine's Day. And if your ex-boo was an especially snaky one, you pay $20 more to have a zookeeper feed a frozen rat to a reptile instead. I mean, I guess this kind of works in a lot of benefits. A, the animals are getting fed. B, I'm assuming this is all going back to the zoo itself, so you're donating to a zoo. And C, you get to have something to say about your ex-girlfriend, so. There are no losses here.
Nice coping mechanism, and, you know, money probably goes into, like, you know, some sort of conservation effort. So, yeah, and doesn't sound that bad.
And you won't go to jail for it.
Kill a rat instead of killing your ex. That's
there you go.
Slightly better.
When worded like that. Next week, Lord Pyromon is Michael Myers. No. For these critters, for those not into critters, the zoo also offers a $5 herbivore option that consists of a romaine lettuce, cabbage, or other leafy greens that can be fed to vegetarian animals.
Feed spark to a gorilla.
That would be
feed the spark cabbage to a gorilla.
Spark cabbage to a gorilla. I would pay $5 for that. The best part of the deal, you don't have to be at the zoo to watch your ex-turned pest get eaten up. They stream it to you on Facebook Live. Hell yeah, you get to see it live. Like, dude, you're just sitting there, do it, do it, do it. Your internet cuts out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that'd be terrible. So, for real, though, who would you do this for? You don't have to name specific names, but you actually have a person that you would really want to do this.
I can't think of anyone, honestly. Like, no one's, like, hurt me that bad. I'm like, yeah, I want to do something to them. But I can't think of anyone that's made me feel like that.
It's like nobody's ever made you sit in the corner and cry your eyes out.
No.
I mean, we did on your podcast 14, but I don't know if you want to stick in.
Oh.
He's just sitting there in the corner crying, how am I going to edit this?
And instead I just said, I'm just not going to edit this, just whatever.
It's the best approach to take no approach.
I knew it was going to be chaos coming in. Wasn't expecting people to be playing Sea of Thieves in the background.
That was pretty funny, though. Honestly, yeah. That was funny. I point Dylan all the time because there's, like, live action episodes of the podcast where you see Dylan playing his Monster Legends game or whatever on the background. There's literally one time on one of our podcasts where we're chatting away, and he has no clue what the topic is, so he's just like, what did he do? What did she do? What did they do? I don't know, Dylan, what did they do? They did something bad. That's why you had to feed them to a lizard.
Sick Godzilla on their ass.
Dude, if we could find a lizard named Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Surely the god of the zoo has to have it, right? I'm going to call it the zoo. We should call the zoo right on the... it's 7 o'clock at night. Just call them live. Excuse me, do you guys still... Does the lovers have until February 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to register on the zoo's website? Only first names will be... I guess that makes sense. Because you don't want to get doxxed. Man, we got a lot of Sarahs this week. God. To anybody named Sarah, I apologize. That was just the name I picked out. I was thinking of Sarah Palin.
Oh, I was actually about to say, were you thinking of, like, Sarah Palin? What did Sarah Palin do? It's funny that we thought of the same person.
Exactly. Everybody, when you say Sarah, everybody's thinking, usually when you say names and stuff, you think of usually the same person, especially if they're famous. Like, if I say Michael, there's probably going to be two Michaels that you're going to think of as either Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan, depending upon what spectrum you are, you know? Mm-hmm. If I say Joe, obviously you're going to think of Joe Biden right now, you know? If I say Kamala Harris.
And if I say the name Khalifa, two people should come to your mind.
Oh, God.
And either you're a pervert or you're a fan of rap. There's no other way around it.
Well, I can tell you this much. I'll hit or miss, but I guess I never miss, huh? Oh, man. Think of that Kamala, Khalifa. Those are fun names to pronounce. You got to think of how we're pronouncing them, though, because we could be completely wrong in how we're pronouncing it. Just like this couple who is mortified to learn that they've been pronouncing their son's name wrong for years. I killed them with the segue. You just hear a thunk. How do you mispronounce your own son's name?
I have no idea.
It's like when you came up to your parents and let them know your name was Pyro, were they a little confused?
It just kind of gradually happened.
Where did it come from? What was it?
Well, obviously my full username is Lord Pyromon. Pyromon was a Digimon OC that I came up in, like, the fifth grade. I just kind of... I started using it on, like, a Digimon fan forum. And then just over time, it just kind of became my username for everything. And now it's kind of my brand.
And I assume that the Lord... call me Pyro. I assume the Lord came from, like, the avatars. I remember you mentioning Avatar The Last Airbender at one point.
No, I just thought it sounded cool.
Really?
So I was in fifth grade. I just thought it sounded cool. I don't know.
I found a fan page of Digimon database for Pyromon. Pyromon comes from the Pyromaniac. He tends to be the alter ego of Gilmon. His body is made of pyrospheres that look like Gilmon. Pyromon is very reserved, but attacks with great force.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? Somebody else made their own Pyromon. Dang it. Yeah, I'm seeing this. This is some sort of... Yeah, this is someone else's OC that they put on a Digimon data... Okay. I didn't know that.
Copyright that quick.
Yep. Let me see if I can find my old DeviantArt, because I actually have... I don't want anybody to see this, but I want to show you...
All right.
My version of Pyromon.
All right, I will not link it in the description below, so don't look for that. But what
I am extremely embarrassed by this whole ordeal.
Yeah, so don't look for that in the description below, people. What you can do, though, is look for RepSports.com and save yourself 15% off of your purchase by using coupon code GORYBOYSPRO. Make sure to do that. Gotta get us paid.
Luckily, my DeviantArt... was not under Lord Pyromon, so you can't search for it that way. All right, let me see if I can...
Everybody's going to blackmail you with your art.
Hey, here. This is my rendition of Pyromon. This was my rendition of Pyromon back in the day.
King of the Digis.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It looks like a fifth grader drew it, right? We didn't have, like, any kind of, like, you know, scanner. I couldn't, like, scan it into the computer. So I just took a freaking picture of it.
This is about 13 years ago. 24, yeah. 14, 13, 12. You'd have been 11, right?
About around that age, yeah.
Yeah. So for an 11-year-old, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll give you a point.
Yeah.
Just one point.
And my drawing prowess has not changed at all since then.
So you gotta improve upon that. You gotta study hard and make sure you draw good. Excuse me, draw well. My English not so good. Oh, man. Back to the pronunciation of a name. A couple that has picked an Irish name for their sons have recently discovered they've been pronouncing it wrong for the last 4 years, and they didn't take the news well. Like, at this point, does pronunciation really matter? And maybe to the Irish.
Yeah.
I mean, specifically to the Irish people, maybe. It's just like, it's probably like a popper. My God, my English, I told you, my English not so good. Popular name in Ireland, and just like they butchered it, maybe.
Yeah. What, does it say what name it is? I actually haven't pulled up the link.
Let's see. When it comes to a baby's name, there's always a chance that someone is always going to pronounce it wrong. For Dylan, for example, his name is spelled D-I-L-L-I-A-N. Which people will pronounce it Dillian.
I see.
Everybody just assumes I misspelled Dylan and the Monster. No, that's how it's spelled, people. Sorry. It's like, it's surprising for parents to find that one of the biggest mistakes was naming their child. But according to a woman on Reddit, the case of her, excuse me, cousin and his wife, an unnamed 23-year-old from Ireland, he really didn't want to put his name out there. What? Social media explained the bizarre situation she had found herself in. After pointing out that her relatives had been pronouncing their son's name incorrectly his entire life. Where is the name?
Does it not even say the name? Wait.
The woman claimed her aunt and uncle had lived in Ireland when she was growing up, but they moved to England when her cousin Liam turned 18, so he could attend. Now growing up with his own family, Liam has 4-year-old son. To celebrate his Irish roots, he and his wife gave their son an Irish moniker, but it turned out they've been saying it, how it was spelt. Come on, where's the name?
You're getting there. I already found it.
Oh. All right, I found it too. How would you pronounce it?
Oisin?
Oisin? I think that's how I would pronounce it, too. Irish pronunciation. Apparently, it's pronounced Oisin.
Oisin or Oisin?
Or Oisin. Or Oisin.
Like that.
Yeah.
See, we still can't even figure out how to pronounce it.
No, there's literally, I went to the wiki, there's literally three different pronunciations. Oisin, Oisin, or Oisin. But they didn't, which the Irish name that meant to be pronounced like Oisin, but how do they pronounce it, though? I am in England, Christmas, da-da-da-da-da. They didn't pronounce Oisin's name. I bet you they pronounce it like Hoisin. Okay, they pronounce it like Hoisin.
Yeah.
Like a get a big, well, they were Irish. They probably got a big flaming ball in their mouth. Slams beer keg down. Dude, that makes perfect sense. Maybe they didn't pronounce it after all. You can get a bunch of drunk Irish people together. I'm sure they pronounce it that way. Oisin, come over here. I'll tell you about my lucky charms.
That football match was a bunch of Blarney.
We kissed the Blarney Stone. To all our Irish fans out there, we do apologize for the. I honestly don't think I have any Irish viewers, to be fair. We did discover that we had an Egyptian viewer once.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be insane. They probably listen to our podcast via hieroglyphics. That's bad. I apologize.
That's really bad.
What does this cow mean? No. Liam's wife asked about my son's name, also very Irish, and I told him. Liam joked that with all I knew about Irish names, it was shocking that I mispronounced his son's name so badly. I'm not one mispronouncing. But at this point in time, like I said earlier, does the pronunciation really matter?
Yeah, I mean, once you've lived with a name pronounced a certain way for a certain amount of time, I feel like it just... I feel like at that point it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
At that point, that's your name. It doesn't matter if it's pronounced incorrectly.
Unless it's Hoisin means something different. Okay, I got Hoisin looked up. Hoisin is a sauce. It's a thick, fragrant sauce commonly used in Cantonese cuisines. So he's named after a sauce. That's fine. Nothing terrible. Would you like to be named after a sauce?
I would not want to be named after a sauce, honestly.
Your name, Worcestershire? How do you pronounce it?
Nobody knows. Let me look it up. How do you...
It's like the person that knows how to pronounce it is very rare. It's like one person in the entire existence.
How do you pronounce Worcestershire?
Worcestershire,
yeah.
Like I said, the real person that I actually learned how to pronounce it is like one of a kind. We gotta go out there and hunt for him and stuff like that. Hell, who knows? It might turn out to be Bigfoot. You know, I hear that Oklahoma lawmakers are filing for Bigfoot hunting season, so I guess we could find him. All right, Pyro, $1 million question here. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't know. I've flip-flopped on that so many times. Like, I don't know. I feel like there could be something, but at this point, with westward expansion and all that crap, if there ever was a Bigfoot, they're extinct by now. Because, like, what was that?
Oh, that's me dropping a pin. I throw it at the mic? No.
Threw it on mic.
My main question, though, is why he's not photogenic. I mean, I get he's a big, hairy dude, but god dang, he's not photogenic in the slightest. Every photo you see of him is just complete blur. This is my good side.
I don't know. I feel like if there was any kind of, like, ape-like species living in America, we would have found more proof of their existence by now.
Yeah, at least something, anything.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It turned out that Bigfoot was Shaquille O'Neal this entire time. Dude has a size 22 triple E, man.
It's in GTA 5. It was just a jogger in a Bigfoot suit the whole time.
Did you wind up like shooting him or something? Oklahoma City state representative filed legislation this week to establish what he hopes will be a boon for local terrorism. Oh my God. Oh no. When you misspeak.
That's a pretty bad thing to misspeak, yeah.
I don't know, man. You used to see the tourists around here, dude. I wouldn't put it past. Oh, no. Oh, God. Okay. Tourism. There we go. English language, not my. Bigfoot hunting season. House Bill 1648 would direct the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Division to establish the annual dates of the season and create any necessary specific hunting license and fees. What's they going to do if they catch this motherfucker?
I mean, that would be a huge break in the case. That would be like, if you catch Bigfoot, Bigfoot exists. Yeah. I'm wrong, you know?
How many of them are there?
How many of them are there? Yeah, like, you know.
Oh, no. I got to do the joke. I have.
So, oh, no.
It turns out to be a father Bigfoot, a mother Bigfoot, and baby Bigfoot. They catch father Bigfoot, and mom comes out to the son. Mommy, where's daddy? He's not coming home, son.
Oh, my God.
He went out to get a pack of smokes. I don't think he's coming. Oh, no. That's not good. It was the terrorists. They got him.
It was the terrorists? See, I thought you were going, like, a Jaws direction where, like, you know, like, they kill Bigfoot, they think it's over, and then the mother comes. And it's big. It's just King Kong. Rampaging through Oklahoma.
And enter mom, and she is pissed. And it's that time. No. No. Family-friendly pop. No. Dude, if I was family-friendly at this point in time, dude, I'm well beyond that. That's why we had to leave YouTube. Oh, man. I'm crying. Tourism, not terrorism, tourism, is one of the biggest attractions we have at my house district. Oklahoma State Representative Justin Humphrey, he's a Republican, by the way, he established an actual hunting season and issues licenses. Excuse me. God. I'm sorry, I was eating pizza and drinking stuff, so a little bit, yes, there. Could we feed Bigfoot pizza? Would he eat it?
I don't know. All the Bigfoot hunters kind of flip-flop over, like, whether he's a vegetarian or a carnivore. They kind of... Some of them say he's a carnivore. Some of them say he's a vegetarian. I guess he's an omnivore. He might eat pizza.
Dude, man, I got the perfect plan, but I probably can't say that on this podcast right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck it. Let's do it. Here's how we scare the Bigfoot away, okay? We sent Joe Biden into the woods. I mean, that motherfucker loves sniffing hair, right? Oh, no. Oh, man.
Is this where the caucus is? Where am I?
Oh, no.
I won the presidency, right?
Kamala just takes him out to the forest. Are we going to go see the rabbits, George?
That's how she gets... that's how she gets the presidency. Just send Joe into the woods.
That's not good. Oh, no. You're like, hey, Kamala, why is Dick Cheney here? Don't worry about it. Oh, no. It somehow it winds up being a corona. No. He died from corona. What? No. Okay. Brief. English. Brief. Okay. We're fine. We're good. Okay.
Madam President, we found a body at the top of the Washington Monument. Do you know who this is? Not Joe Biden, that's for sure.
There's another Bigfoot attack.
Another Bigfoot attack. America declares war on Bigfoot.
Dude, that'd be intense. I want Joe Biden to do that so badly right now. Oh my god. Can we make that happen? We just like switch one of his plan criteria. That'd be the best motherfucking thing ever.
Deploy the troops into Oklahoma. This isn't Iraq.
We're hunting Bigfoot. We hear he stole all the vaccine. No. Oh, my God. We'll get through this topic, I promise. Oh, my God. Where was I? Okay. Establishing an actual hunting season is issuing licenses. Okay, I got through that part. It'll be a great way for people to enjoy our area and have some fun. It's great for the kids. Hey, kids, we're hunting Bigfoot. Okay.
Put on these feather coats. Or not feather coats, fur coats.
Don't worry, kids. You're going to be the bait and Daddy's going to get them. It's Joe Biden. No. Oh, no. Humphrey said he doesn't want people to actually kill Bigfoot, so he'll be working with the state wildlife.
Oh, God.
And tourism department to craft final languages for his bill that specifies the only trapping of Bigfoot. PETA's going to be pissed about all this.
PETA might. In the forest and kill Bigfoot themselves just to be like, we're just trying to put him out of his misery so you guys don't kill him.
It's like, we're trying to prove a fucking point here. Dude, there's that fucking PETA commercial that pisses me the hell off where they're talking about a fish out of water and they got the goldfish flopping on the table. I was like, the hell, dude? We're killing this goldfish to prove a point. Motherfucker, what?
Gosh, yeah, that's fucked up. I've never heard of that.
I'll have to send you the link at some point. It's, like, fucked up, dude. He also hopes to secure at least a $25,000 bounty for the first person to actually trap the mythical creature. Dude, that's insane. We're going to just deck somebody out in a freaking Bigfoot suit and just throw them in a cage just for the money.
Now, you're gonna go to the zoo. They're probably going to experiment on you, but we're going to make a ton of cash.
Dude, I don't know how much you know about professional wrestling. But you ever heard of the wrestler The Great Khali?
No.
This man is like a 7'4" Punjabi. He's just huge. Imagine if we, and he doesn't speak English well, so maybe we can get him to come in dressed like Bigfoot and we split money with you. Okay, I'll do it. Oh, wait, you've seen that movie The Longest Yard, right? With Adam Sandler?
Maybe. I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen it.
Okay. Hang on, I'll send you a picture of him. He is a police officer, okay? And trust me when I say, if this motherfucker pulls you over, you're stopping. You are not running from this dude. You are just full on stopping. Save and sends pyro picture. He's the dude on the left, but I'm sure you can figure that out.
Holy crap.
Imagine that dude pulls you over.
Dang, yeah. I would definitely comply.
He's like, license, registration. Oh, here you go. You know I pull you over. You try to run away, he just grabs your car. One tire just lifts it. He's like, okay, I'm not going nowhere. Oh, man. Honest to God, do we think... oh, my God. So I'm reading the article, right? And in this article, it literally has a bleak blue text. Biden signs 10 virus orders require mask for travel. Even the article mentions him. That's insane. Oh, man. Let's wrap this one up. Having a license and a tag would give people a way to prove they participated in the hunt. Again, the overall goal is to get people out to our area and enjoy the natural beauty to have great time. And if they find Bigfoot, they can make a big bucks. Make them big bucks. Whoever said he filed legislation this year on more serious... But to him, it's just a tourist draw. That is definitely one hell of a way to get tourists in there. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, I think there's something similar to that with the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then, like, in Ireland, you got to chase a leprechaun and... What other famous mythical creatures? You go to Springfield, Illinois to not get killed by Freddy Krueger? I don't know. Oh, man. Before we close out this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Pyro, what would be your scheme to bring tourists to your town?
Well, we already have Kelly Clarkson, so...
He did that girl that got beat by a hobbit.
Oh, I mean, we already have so many weird tourist traps out here. We got like ghost tours and crap like that. I have no idea what else I could think of.
Our town here literally has the Smoky Mountain Railway, and we are official people that I guess own the rights to the Polar Express train. So that's a humongous draw. And of course, whitewater rafting and all that other jazz. So, by the way, have you ever been whitewater rafting?
No.
I'll have to get you down sometime, take you on a trip. That'll be fun. Oh, man. So, I guess that's the end of the podcast. Pyro, do you have any famous last words? That's a good last word. No. That'll be on your tombstone.
I died how I lived. Without just any clear without any clear direction.
Oh no. Oh man. Seriously though. I know we got a few things coming out on your channel that's gonna be pretty interesting and pretty intense and pretty entertaining. Go check out Pyromon's channel, link in the description below. Go check out the Gory Boys channel, because we're awesome and stuff, link in the description below. Make sure to buy your Rep Sports energy drinks, your Gory Boys merch, and all of this, that, and the other. And we'll close with Pyro's last moments of life. Pyro, what is it?
Sub to PewDiePie.
Damn.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800. Or go to awaken180weightloss.com.